AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court's heard a challenge to President Trump's power to fire board members of independent agencies. Saagar Magani reports the court's conservative majority seems likely to back the president.
During oral arguments, Chief Justice John Roberts and the five others suggested they would overturn the 90-year-old decision that has limited when presidents can fire those members.
Humphrey's executor is just a dried husk of whatever people used to think it was.
The court's already let some board members be ousted, even as legal challenges continue. Ketanji Brown Jackson argues it's a presidential power grab, allowing the chief executive to strip experts from key institutions.
And replacing them with loyalists and people who don't know anything.
Amit Agarwal, who represents a fired FTC commissioner, worries about the potential damage.
Everything is on the chopping block.
Saagar Magani at the White House.
The president's announced a $12 billion aid package to boost farmers who have struggled to sell crops while getting hit by rising costs after the president raised tariffs on China. Trump says the money is coming from tariff revenue. China's exports returned to growth in November, pushing its trade surplus for the year past the $1 trillion mark for the first time. On Wall Street, stocks retreated to start the week. The Dow dropped 215 points, or about 0.4%. The Dow slipped 0.3%, the Nasdaq 0.1%. Berkshire Hathaway weighed on the market after announcing a leadership shakeup. But Warner Brothers Discovery jumped after Paramount took an offer to buy the company directly to its shareholders. And a 7.5 magnitude earthquake struck off northern Japan. More than 20 people have been reported injured, mostly by falling objects, and it triggered a tsunami. Nuclear power plants are conducting safety checks, and some train services have been suspended. The Japan Meteorological Agency is warning of aftershocks and increased risk of a megaquake. This is AP News. Gethin Kulbaugh reports Baseball's Hall of Fame's getting a new member.
It's a true honor.
Jeff Kent has been elected to Baseball's Hall of Fame by the Contemporary Era Committee, while steroid-tainted stars Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens were among seven players who fell short once again. Kent appeared on 14 of 16 ballots. The five-time All-Star won the NL MVP award with San Francisco in 2000.
I'm floored that people across the country have recognized the Giants and more specifically recognized me of the talent that I had given this year. So. You bet. Going up against some tremendous quality talent in Barry Bonds and Todd Helton and Jim Edmonds and Mike Piazza, I'm losing my breath mentioning guys like that.
Kent will be inducted at the Hall in Cooperstown on July 26th. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Monday Night Football has the Eagles visiting the Chargers. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.